an urban renewal area.
Okay.
Usually that's what it is.
Is there anything simpler that you want?
Oh, I guess you'd call it a slum, but that's...
Okay.
It's not its fault that all the buildings were torn down.
Okay. What about a smaller area in just a residential section where they, like, just hadn't built a house yet?
A vacant lot.
Okay. Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
A water fountain.
Okay. What if you were in a park?
A water fountain.
Okay. Would you describe to me some different kinds of cars and trucks, you know, other than brand names?
Oh, they're station wagons.
What is a station wagon truck?
It has two seats, and then, I mean, front seat and a back seat, and then a flat area in the back, where sometimes you can either have it flat or you can fold up a third seat. Or heavens, do they? I mean, they hardly use the word sedan anymore, but anyway.
What is a sedan?
I don't know. What is a sedan?
What's the difference between a sedan and a coupe? Do you know?
You know, I can't tell you that. No.
Now, what is the difference?
I don't know.
Oh.
They both have a front seat and a back seat.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the number of doors.
Okay. What would you call a kind of a truck that a farmer might drive in?
A pickup truck.
Okay. What kind of a load bed does it have? Open or closed?
Open. Okay. Usually short.
What would you call one that had like a closed load bed that they might deliver flowers in or something?
A van.
Okay. What would you call a large, pretentious sort of automobile?
A limousine.
Okay. What would you take to the airport if you didn't take a cab, like sometimes it's a motel cabin?
A limousine.
Okay. What kind of public transportation do they have here?
Buses and cabs.
Okay. What do you call that area right under the windshield where the speedometer is and so on the car?
The dashboard.
Okay. What do you call the little place over to the right side where you keep maps and a flashlight?
The glove compartment.
Okay. And you have several maps, you might wrap a what to, around them to keep them together? Stretchy.
Rubber band.
Okay.
Not a gummy. God, someone used that the other day. Couldn't believe it.
Who was it using?
A middle-aged, very conservative lady who came from Pennsylvania. And that was the word that they used, was gummy. And I had heard somebody a long time ago, I don't know who used it, but...
Did you scream that?
I have always said, or then an older lady that I knew here used to call them rubbers.
Uh-huh.
Which of course had a completely different connotation to me and sent me through the roof the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
They have always been rubber bands to me.
Just for the tape, would you like to explain what a rubber is, if a rubber is not a rubber band?
It's a condom.
Okay. Which is not what you would normally wrap a map in.
A map in. Although,
I suppose it's the only thing you have.
Yeah.
If you just had a few sheets of information, you might put a little metal thing.
A paper clip.
Where would you keep the spare tire?
In the trunk.
Okay. And to go faster, you'd push down on the...
accelerator.
Okay. And, What do you call the thing that you use to change gears in a car that doesn't have automatic transmission?
The gear shift.
Okay, where is it?
It depends. It can either be on the column or on the floor.
Mm-hmm. What do you call if it's on the floor?